You have your Bible turned this morning to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Amen. The Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Amen. I want to preach just a little while this morning on this thought, looking unto Jesus. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. If we look to Jesus, we'll find a whole lot of things that's lacking in most of our lives today. I'm afraid we say that we come short of the glory of God, and we do. But I think we don't come short. We're just sinful. Amen. And we allow this flesh to dictate to us day after day and to hinder us in a relationship with a loving God who sent His only begotten Son to die for me and you on the cross of Calvary. And through Him we might have a victory today in Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say today, if we look into Jesus, He is the author of that salvation. Salvation from sin. Amen. Not only is He the author of salvation from sin, but He's also victory over sin and sinfulness this morning. Amen. Praise God. He takes us from one place, and He's taking us to another place, and He's going to help us along the way. Amen. So we're looking unto Jesus for that. We're looking unto Jesus for that peace that passes all understanding. Amen. The world's searching for peace and joy and happiness all over the place. And right here we have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us that peace. He gives us joy unspeakable. Amen. That joy that's full of glory. Amen. The glory of God as we see Him high and lifted up, knowing that He cares for us, even with a godly care. And He's looking down upon us, praise God, with a godly concern. Amen. When we go to, as Brother Charles read this morning, casting our cares upon, that's a continual thing, by the way. Amen. Casting our cares. It's like Peter was talking, he was a fisherman, you know. And when you cast the net, you have to let it go. I'm afraid we pray a lot of times and we'll right before it hits the water, we'll grab a hold of the end of it and pull it back. Amen. But he said, pray God, when we get to casting our cares upon Him, praise God. Why? Because we're looking to Jesus to take care of all of our problems. Amen. To take care of us and lead us and guide us in that path of His of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. That we might receive that joy unspeakable. That assurance that's steadfast and sure. Amen. That we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord, and beside Him there is no other. That means there's no other way, there's no other place, and there's no other manner, praise God, whereby man might be saved, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our faith and our trust in Him. So that's why the Hebrew writer here would say, wherefore seeing we're compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses. We've had lots of folks come through here, older folks that went on to be with the Lord, amen, and they left out of here, praise God, with a blessed hope. They didn't go out of here discouraged and wondering or wringing their hands about what was going to happen. Praise God, they went out of here with the hope of God. Looking for that glorious day, praise God, that they had approached to and come into with the help of the Lord. Amen. That greater cloud of witness. He said, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us. I mean, He said, get rid of that stuff that's hindering us. And get rid of that stuff that's slowing us down. Amen. Praise God, and run the race. Praise God. He said, let us run with patience. Amen. That patience, that's an endurance. Amen. Staying in the race, staying in the fight. Praise. How you do that? By looking unto Jesus. Amen. That's how we stay fit, praise God, to serve Him. Is looking unto Him. Amen. He said, let's run with patience the race that is set before us. You know, every one of us have a race to run. Every one of us, they have our own race. We have our own course that we have to traverse. And praise God, we do it by the help of the Lord. Amen. You try to do it by yourself, the devil will defeat you. You won't go but just a little ways down the road, the devil will trip you up. The devil will discourage you. Hey, if you ain't very careful, he'll just have you. If we ain't very careful, he'll have us just quit. Amen. That's what he does. You know, the devil, he's not a quitter, but he wants you to quit. He'll keep on at you, praise God, from now on. Amen. But I won't say glory be to God. We've got a Lord and a Savior that's in glory. Amen. That never quit on us. Amen. Hey, I'll be honest. There's been a lot of times I'd like to quit. But I haven't ever found a quitting place. Amen. Because I haven't attained, praise God, to the prize yet. Amen. Hey, you can't quit till you get the prize, and the prize is in glory. Amen. So he said, we're looking unto Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what we see here is it all depends on our practical living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. A practical living faith. Amen. A faith that's alive. A faith that's well this morning. And our faith is in Him. It's not in men or deeds or rituals or circumstances, but it's in the Lord Jesus Christ who died for the sins of the world. A practical living faith in Jesus. The crucifixion. They was crucified. He died. He was buried. He was risen, praise God. He ascended and He sat at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for us. And out there, I've got hung up on Wednesday night. I've been preaching about what Jesus is doing for us. Amen. And there's so much in that. You can't get it all out. But praise God, He's doing all that for us. Amen. I want to ask this question. What are we doing for Him? The writer of Hebrews here says, praise God, he said, we need to be looking unto Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be expecting some help. Why? Because He's the author of our faith. Amen. I got to looking at that. I was looking at my Strong's Concordance, and it talks about that author as being a chief leader. Amen. In other words, what he's talking about, Brother Church, was that chief cornerstone. He said, that building foundation block. Amen. That gets you started right. Amen. The author, the very one that sets forth that's needed. That starting place, praise God, to build on. Amen. It's kind of like that mason that starts in you, and you build that corner wall, you find it, you shoot it, and you build that corner, amen, first. And then everything else is built off that corner. And if that corner ain't square, the whole thing will be off. Amen. If that corner ain't right, then the whole thing won't come in, won't come out right. I once built when I was building my little shop out there beside my Ken house, and I poured me a footer there, and I began to lay the blocks. And I never done this before. And so I laid that corner up, and I laid that first row of blocks out, and I missed it by about 2 inches. Amen. So you know what I had to do? I went in there, and my wife's daddy had given me some old handyman books. I got them old handyman books, and I dug in there where it says laying blocks. And you know what it said? Glory to God. He said, first thing you got to do is have a solid foundation. Amen. I said, glory to God, I believe I've got that. Amen. And then I had to learn, I had to figure out how to build on that foundation. And he said the most important part is to build that first one, the head of the corner, praise God. He said that's the most important part. I said, glory to God, I can see that now. Amen. You know what? That made a difference in my life. Amen. Because I see my Lord Jesus Christ. If He's not the foremost, the author, the first one to pray God, the first lady, amen, the rest of it will be a mess. You go down there and look at my building now. I didn't take that out. Amen. I didn't take that. I just shifted it over and built upon it. Amen. So I feel, well, I've got a firm foundation, glory to God. And hey, I'd already messed up a little bit in the beginning, but glory to God, I shifted her just a little, lined her out, praise God, with the help of the Lord, and praise God, she's still standing today. Amen. He said that author, the beginning place that we have with the Lord. Praise His holy name. The author at beginning place, but He's also the finisher. But Andrew, that means He's the completer. Amen. Amen. He's the consummation of it. Amen. He's the finisher of the work. See, if we ain't careful, we get caught up in self and we think, well, I'm doing the best I can. But praise God, listen, that ain't good enough. Hello? Do you hear me? Doing the best you can do is not good enough. We need to continue that phrase and say, I'm doing the best I can with the help of my Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that chief cornerstone is guiding me to build something unto Him. Praise the Lord. The finisher, the completer. Amen. What is it complete? It's completing our faith. What is faith? Faith is a persuasion. Amen. I'm persuaded that God is beginning me. Ain't that what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12? He said, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded. Amen. Praise God, I'm persuaded, glory be to God. Are you persuaded today? God begin a work in me and He'll complete that work till it's finished. Amen. Hey, you're looking at an unfinished product. But praise God, He's working on me every day. He's working on you every day. And hey, you say, well, what if our faith is not finished? Our faith is finished. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a finished product. But this old flesh has to come in subjection, praise God, and it has to be hoping along the way to make us into what God would have us to be. So that one day in a glorious little while, He can present us unto Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. But it takes faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It takes looking unto Him to get that faith. See, faith don't come natural. Amen. This natural man don't like faith. Paul says this natural man, this unregenerated, unrenewed man. Now look at me this morning. If you're unregenerated, if you've never been born again, amen, you can't have faith to trust the Lord. Amen. You're building on a shifting foundation. But praise God, when you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, when you've been born again, renewed, praise God, regenerated by the power of the Holy Ghost of God, it makes a difference. It plants you on a firmness, praise God, where you can build for the glory of God. Amen. Paul said he said, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that I've committed to Him against the day. Amen. So I'm persuaded. It's a persuasion in my life. Amen. It may not always be good days. Maybe bad days in this old world we live, praise God, but I'm persuaded that the Lord knows where I'm at. He knows what I'm dealing with. He knows what I'm going through, praise God. He knows where I am. Any point, have you ever thought about that? It don't matter where you're at, whether you're at home or you're at the doctor's office or you're at the grocery store, praise God. Glory to God. The Lord knows where you are. Amen. And the Bible said He is an ever-present help. Amen. So He knows where you're at and He knows how to help you. But the natural man, that unregenerated man, that unrenewed man, he don't know nothing about that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, but the natural man, that unregenerated man, that unrenewed man, praise the Lord, he said, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Spirit of God can't speak your heart if you're unrenewed. Only thing He can tell is show you that you're lost and you need a Savior. That's why a whole lot of people come to the house of God and they don't get no help. Amen? Because the Holy Ghost of God can't speak to you because you're lost and you're not willing to listen. But praise God, when we get saved and born again, regenerated by the Holy Ghost of God, we can hear then. Amen. Brother Rex says a whole lot of time in my life, praise God, an old man of God said, and he had preached to my heart, praise God, but I wasn't able to hear. But praise God, one day, March 1976, Holy Ghost of God moved across my heart. Amen. The unction of my soul. Hey, praise God. I brought my mind and my heart to life, praise God. Saved me by His marvelous grace, and now I can hear when He speaks. Amen. Oh, what a comforting sound we have in the voice of the Lord. Amen. Glory be God. They ain't nothing like it. But if you're here this morning, you're lost. You're that natural man. You can't hear the good things of God. I believe that's why so many people come to the house of the Lord and they're dissatisfied. Our young people, they come in and they could care less. Amen. Because the Spirit's not bearing witness and showing them how good God is. Amen. To me, the church, now this may sound silly, to me, the church is like a candy store. How many like sweets? Be honest. Amen. To me, the church is like a candy store, praise God. I love sweets. It's my downfall, you can tell. Amen. I love sweets and I love to eat sweets. Amen. If you got them, don't eat them in front of me because I'm going to have some. Amen? But the church is like that to me. Praise God, it's just like a candy store where I come in and I get the sweetness of God, amen, in my heart, my soul, my mind, praise God, and it just encourages me. It's just like, hey, I go out of here just like a sugar high. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like you know how a little kid, you load them up on, you take your grandchildren, you load them up on candy. Papa, Mama, good for that. I always wondered why they done that. Now I know. Because that's why the little babies, they look up at you and say, Papa, me love you. Amen. Because I love you too, baby. Here's you another lollipop. Amen. And pray God, load them up and then you send them to the house. But praise God, I'm glad I can come and get filled up on it. It's not a sugar high. It's a spiritual high. It's something down in my soul, praise God. I love it and I can't get enough of it. Amen. Pray God, it's time God's people got the rejoicing in the Lord, the one who saved us, bought us by price, paid the price. Pray God on the cross of Calvary and Lord, just come to the storehouse and praise God and just say, Lord, just load my car. Amen. Said he's the finisher of this thing. Praise God. To those that are born again. But you say, preacher, I don't ever get in on none of this. I talked to a fellow the other day. And he said, you know, I just don't understand when, he said, when I used to go to church, don't go to church nowhere now. He said, when I used to go to church, people would raise their hands and they'd praise God and they'd thank the Lord and they'd get up and sing hymns. Amen. And sing and weep and cry and raise their hand to glory. But he said, I never was able to do that. I felt different. I felt left out. I said, well, what you needed was a renewing the Holy Ghost of God down in your soul. You may be here this morning and you feel left out. But you need to look unto Jesus, praise God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And you begin to get filled up too. He said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. But he said, be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Filled up. Pray God where it'll move you. Amen. I'm going to say this morning. When God, the Spirit of God moves you, it'll always move you closer to the Lord. See, there's a lot of deception in this world today. They say, well, the Spirit told me to do such a, and it's taking them away from the Lord. It's moving them away from the house of God and God's people. I won't say the death. Hey, God ain't with a million miles of that. Praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God moves up, when we're looking to the Lord, amen, been regenerated, born again, praise God, it'll draw us closer to the Savior. And it'll draw us so close that one day, praise God, we'll just step out of here and step over into glory. He said, preacher, you got to die to do that. Not necessarily. Amen. When Jesus gets done with you, praise God, He says, come up here. I will say the soul of man never dies. Amen. The soul of man lives for eternity. World without end, praise the Lord. It'll either let you say, well, preacher, we don't live about 70, 80, 90 years here. 100, 105, if you realize. Hey, these people make it to almost 120 now. Amen. Boy, ain't God gracious. Glory be to God. God is gracious. But praise God, if we make it through this life, amen. Glory be to God, that soul, amen, that the Lord give us that part, but let's breathe and move and have our being, praise God. That eternal part, the worship part, it goes to be God who give it. Amen. May take your life's breath here, but you'll get your next and over in glory. Amen. You say, how? By looking unto Jesus. Praise God. He's the one that's going to send him to scoop you up out of here, praise God. Bring you unto Him. Amen. I personally believe He'd come get you yourself. I don't think He'd trust my soul to anybody else. Just why? Because He's the one died for it. And He said, I'll take care of it all the way to the end of the way. Didn't He say that? Amen. He's the overseer, the shepherd, the chief shepherd of my soul. That means He's not going to let me get out of His sight. Praise the Lord. The author and the finisher. He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are, now here, what it says, for they are foolishness unto him. You young people, now look at me. All you young people. You may be sitting here today and you say, it's crazy, Mama. Why do we have to go down to the church? Why can't we go over here and do this or over there and do that? It seems foolish to go down there and listen to them sing and that old preacher get up and spit and slobber and tell us what thus says the Word of God. It's foolish. It don't make no sense because you're not generated. You're not reborn. Amen. When we're reborn, you say, preacher, you're trying to get our folks to doubt their salvation. No, I'm trying to not. Well, I don't have to stand accountable before God and see souls that's never been saved. Amen. I believe like Brother Bill used to always say, without a change, he's not a chance. I believe there ought to be a change in the house of God. Amen. God moves in, saves your soul. He said, but for they are foolish unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. A lot of times we don't understand what God's saying is because the Spirit of God ain't speaking to us. I'm afraid the spirit of this world is infiltrating even our churches today. We sit in a pew, we occupy a pew, we take up space, but our mind is far away. He said we come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. If we don't have the spirit, we can't understand the truth. But when the spirit and the truth come together, amen, glory be to God, when we can worship Him, praise God, and show Him how much we adore Him. Bless His holy name. Bible says, you say, how do you do that? But it's by the power of the gospel. It speaks to our heart. We're drawn by the Word of God. I feel sorry for churches that don't have this blessed old King James Bible. I feel sorry for places where they don't get up and read the Bible and say, this is what thus says the Word of God. The orientation of God, the voice of God, amen, spoke this unto men that they pinned her down. Amen, it's the voice of God. I feel sorry for people that don't get that. Amen, because they'll never be saved. There's no salvation outside of the Word of God. We have to have the Word of God and to be saved. Praise the Lord. We hear His Word and the power of the Word and we believe the Word. What's the Word? The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we believe Him. It penetrates from our head into our hearts. Praise God. And we say, glory be to God. I've never seen it like that before. Amen. Has it ever come across you like that? All of a sudden it's just like a light went off. And you say, I've never seen it like that before. Praise God. I remember Brother Charles was up here several years ago. And Brother Murray was up here preaching. And he took an old wind-up alarm clock and set it here on the communion table. Didn't even know what he had said. It just set it, wound it up and set the alarm. And he's preaching and preaching and preaching. And thus said the Word of God. And he gave the invitation, and praise God. When he did, Brother Charles got up and he came and found an old-fashioned altar. He said, God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. And about the time he said, amen, that alarm clock went off. He did. It did. It just as he said, amen. Praise God. It's just like he got in under the bear, praise the Lord. But glory be to God, he got in. Something moved and unctioned his heart, praise the Lord. What done that? He heard the Word. Penetrated about 16 inches from his head to his heart. Amen. So I believe a whole lot of folks has never had that penetration of the Spirit to move us from our head to our heart, praise God. And I say, we're still looking for signs and things to show us that we're saved. But we don't get that from signs above, praise God. We get it from the Word of God, believing in truth. God said we can be saved, those that believe on Him. Trust in the name of Jesus, and you can be saved. Praise the Lord. To hear and believe in the Word. Amen. And turning from the things of this world. I want you to look at this for just a minute. I'm done. Amen. It says, looking unto Jesus. Now, I want to say this morning, we have one object to look at. He don't say that. He said, if you'll look at this and this and give us a whole spectrum of things that we have to look at and look through. He said, looking unto Jesus. Amen. I got to think about that. I said, glory be to God. What a blessing that is that we can look to the Lord. He said, look to the Lord and live. Ain't that what I said? When they had the serpent in the wilderness. Amen. And they said, hey, listen, everybody that'll look can live. Amen. Praise God. We look to the Lord Jesus Christ and we live because He's that object of our faith. Praise the Lord. So when we look at Him, now I got to thinking about that, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of faith, the one that starts it and the one that's going to finish it. But the one that, He says so, the one that's going to start it and the one that's going to finish it, praise God, is the Lord Jesus. So we need to look unto Him. Now that word look, if you study it in the Koine Greek, it has two different words to equal one meaning. The one word means to be off and away. It means to separate, to depart, to cease, to a completion with a reversal. Amen? So he said, what we have to do is we have to take our eyes off of something and put our eyes on something else. The second part of that means to stare and to discern clearly and to experience. So what he's saying here, the other Hebrew, he said, looking unto Jesus, he said, what we need to do is realize that would naturally catch our eye. Hello? Are you with me? That would naturally catch our eye, that would draw our attention. Isn't there so much in this world to do that? I mean, everywhere you look, there's something got to tell. We're living in an entertainment society. We got to be entertained every moment of every day. If we ain't somebody entertained, we don't know what to do. I tell you what to do. Pray! Amen. 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 Seek the face of God. It's far better. Amen. It's the most exciting, most enduring thing you can do. But he said looking unto Jesus, he said we need to take our focus off that we're looking at. That would draw our eye, would draw our attention. Amen. Said we need to look away from it. We need to cease from staring at it. We need to cease from following. We need to cease from looking at it. Amen. Amen. And then he said we need to reverse our focus and to look at what he said is to look at something that don't seem so appealing to the flesh. It won't seem so appealing to the eye. Isaiah said the Lord Jesus said he wasn't that great to look on. Amen. Said his flesh was marred more than any man had ever been marred. But they glory be to God. Said when we take our, he said, looking unto Jesus, take our eyes off the other stuff and put our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And to discern clearly, to look, praise God, to gaze and to look deeply. Praise God. We'll see beyond the flesh. We'll see beyond the world. We'll see beyond the lust of the things of this earth. And we'll see a risen Savior, praise God, high and lifted up at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Amen. He says that we need to see Him clearly, praise God, that we can see Him discerned clearly, praise God, till we get to an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe a whole lot of folks have never had an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad, praise God, I've had an experience with the Lord. Amen. I've had several experiences with my Lord. Amen. Because when I get to really looking, you know, when I really get to look, I'm like you. When I really get to looking at it, I mean, the looking to discern who He is and what He does, it's when I really need Him the most. Amen. Most of the time we just, you know, we'll give the Lord a casual glance. Hello? But the author, he said, looking unto Jesus, he said, to be affixuated with Him. Amen. To get it so much on your mind and in your heart, praise God. See, what's wrong with most of us? We got Him in our mind. We know what the book says He is and what He does. But we don't have Him in the heart. We don't truly believe that He loves us and cares for us and will care for us. Amen. So we're looking at Him, but praise God, we're not looking to experience what He's able to do. That's kind of the direction the Lord's been having us preach on Wednesday night, praise God. Preach Wednesday night about how He's our intercessor and He's our intervener, and praise God, and He come down to being our inspector. Amen. And it's easy to pass that inspection because we've got an intercessor and an intervener. So the inspection ain't too hard because He's already interceded and He's already intervened. Praise God. So He's there to inspect you, praise the Lord, and to help you to see where you are. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, what we got to do is we look unto Him. Praise God. To experience the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But what does that mean? That means that He becomes real to us. He's not some fairy tale that somebody's told. Praise God. In the volume of the book, He said, it's written of me. Whole volume book, 60. We got 66 books. It's old King James Bible, and it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The help that He has to give to us shows us through Israel and these other people our old sinfulness, our old sin nature. But He shows, praise God, above that a glorious Savior. Amen. That come to seek and to save old sinners. Praise God. the author and finisher, the author of eternal, he says in Hebrews 5:9, the author of eternal salvation. Amen. I'm glad I don't worry about losing my salvation. Amen. See, I can't keep it. It don't belong to me. Amen. My salvation's in the hands of the Lord. My faith and trust is in Him. You say, well, preacher, what if you decide to go bad, break bad, and go do a bunch of wrong things? The Lord will correct me. He'll chasten me. And if I don't listen, He'll kill me. Amen. He'll take me out. You say you believe He will? I know He will. He'll take me out of here so I won't become a reproach on His name. Amen. But you know how I keep from going the wrong way? I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm trusting in Him. I'm kind of like the... Let me just say this, and I'm going to finish. I like to say this. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 8, you remember on the transfiguration when they was up there on the mountain? Amen. And the Lord just... He was glorified before Peter and John and them. And he glowed, praise God, and they looked away. And when they looked back up, the Bible says in verse 8, and when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Amen. You know what they was doing? They was looking unto Jesus. Amen. The cloud had rolled away. Amen. There was nobody there to see but Jesus. Amen. What does that mean? What are you saying? I'm saying that's the only hope that we have is to look unto Jesus. The start and the finish of our faith. Amen. All the way to the end of this way. Amen. Because He is that one that can help. We depart. We quit looking at the other things. We quit being distracted so easily. Amen. And we begin to experience. We begin to see the Lord high and lifted up. See, it amazes me that said, and when they had lifted up their eyes, when they begin to look up, the Bible says, look up for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. What are you looking for, preacher? I'm looking for Jesus. Amen. We ought to be looking for Jesus every day. In every day and every way, praise God, we ought to be lifting up our eyes. We ought to be looking unto Jesus. I'm talking about intentionally looking, earnestly looking, desiring to see Him in all His magnificence. Praise God. I believe we need to be getting ready because one day we're going to see Him as He is. And boy, what a spectacular thing that's going to be. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus in all His glory? Hey, I was talking to my wife. I read somewhere several months ago, he's talking about the sun and its brightness. And it said that Jesus outshines the sun. In Revelation, it said that Jesus outshines the sun exceedingly. Now the sun, somewhere I read it, it puts off 2,400,000 tons of energy per second. But said the Lord Jesus Christ outshines the sun. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, praise God, we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, because, praise God, He's got the energy to carry us through this thing. When we begin weak and frail and feeble, praise God, there's enough energy. Let me ask you a question. How in the world can it put off that much energy all the time for all the and not burn up? Where does it come from? God took His Son. Praise God, and He set it out there, and He said, you just burned, I tell you to quit. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, there's not a rocket ship goes by every once a month or once a week, praise God, and refuels that thing. If there's a physicist in here that's an unbeliever, God bless your heart. Because I can look at the sun and say, there is a God. Amen. He puts it on, He burns it bright, praise God, so it comes through hundreds of years and years of space before it ever gets to us. And praise God, it's still warm enough, just warm enough to cause us to get... I don't like summertime. I'm honest. I like spring and fall. And I even like winter because I can put on clothes and stay warm. But you can't take off with so much clothes. Amen. You get sunburned. But praise God, He loves every one of us. He gives us each one a season. You may like summertime. You may like the sun. That's good. But praise God, you know what? He knows how to give us just enough to keep us comfortable, to make things grow in the spring, turn things green. Glory be to God. Why? Because He is God. He's the Lord. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him was not anything made that was made. The writer of Hebrews, he said, hey, he said, why don't we just look unto Jesus? Amen. Take our eyes off. Snatch it. I mean, pull them away from the things that would draw us and put our focus and our stare and our gaze on the Lord Jesus Christ. What's he starting to say? He said, we need to make Him first and foremost.
Amen.
Amen. Put our faith and our trust in Him, praise God, and said, He'll take care of all those other things. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you looking unto Jesus? Are you looking to see Him as He is? Praise God, because the Bible said that He outshines the sun. Praise God. One of these days, in a little while, the Bible says that we're going to go to glory, praise God, and we're going to be in that magnificent place that He's prepared, and said there won't be no need for the moon or the stars or the sun, because the precious Lamb of God Himself is going to be the light of that city. Amen. Lord, won't that be something when we get over there? Every day, says, praise the Lord, we get over there, and as we pass folks on the street, we'll say, good morning. Good morning. About 1,000 years later, we'll see that old saint of God, and we'll say, good morning. Boy, ain't this been a good day. Amen. No, there'll be no sorrows, there'll be no heartaches, there'll be no tears over there. Glory be to God. Why? Because we're looking unto Jesus. Praise God, and He's looking unto us, and He's looking out for us this morning. He is that ever-present help. What about you this morning?